The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yerachmiel Fried, Rosh Kollel of the Dallas Community Kollel, known as Dada, and Mechaber of the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchosoi, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Yesterday on Daf Dalet, we discussed the question of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos and the Yisod of its Takana. Today we'll discuss the Yisod of the Takana of Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara at the very end of Dalet Amud Beis clears the question, Itmar Shnei Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. Even though there was a machlokas before, and Rav held by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos that a Beitzah Shel Nolda Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rav agrees to Shmuel and to what Ravasi said last time, that the Beitza is Usur from one day to the next. Datnan, they used to be Makabal Eidim for the Rosh Chodesh for Rosh Hashanah the entire day. Pamachas Nishtau Eidim Lavol and Iskalkolo Levim Bashir. One time, the Eidim came late and the Levim already said the Shir of Chol, and then they were makakal the shir because they were supposed to have said shel yom tov. Yiskinu, so they made a new takana shlo yu makabel mesaedim ela ada mincha. They can only be makabel edim until mincha, and after that they won't makabel, so they can say the shir shel yom, and it will remain a yom chol. V'im bo edim in a mincha lamaila nogem also yom kodesh or lamacha kodesh. But if the taka come in a mincha lamaila, that day they finish off the kedusha, and the next day also will be a yom kodesh. So Rashi explains that since they finished the entire day b'kedusha, when the Edim come in mincha l'mayla, in order not to be mezalzel in the kedusha, that they were knowing the whole day, since they were knowing the first part of the day, they continue to be knowing the kedusha the rest of the day. Rashi says, "Shma mina shalom machmas sofek nagu elachok chachamim hu at the Beis Din." We see that it's not just an out sofek, because if it's out sofek, then we would stop as soon as the Edim come, or don't come, we would figure out what day it is. But since we continue to be knowing what we're knowing before, if the Edim tell us that the next day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, we continue to finish off the first day of Kedusha, that shows that it's not just because of a suffix, but it's a chok chachamim. Even though there was a question by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos if it's kept me suffix or tekana, here everybody agrees that it's a tekana. The fact that we finish off the day of Kedusha, it must be a tekana to do that, to fulfill that day of Rosh Hashanah. But tiknu osa b'kedusha achas gemar richta. Once it's a tekana, like Rashi said before, that we hold like that, like he said in Rav Asi, that if it's a tekana, then we consider both days like Yom Chad or Richta. So who did Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees, is one long day. A Beitza Shnol de Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. Therefore, a Beitza which is born in one day will be Asur the next day. Goes on to say, Amar Rabba, Mitakanas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'elach, Shetikin Shiyu Mekabim Eidus HaChodesh Kol Yom Beitza Muteres. Rabba said that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai came along and said that, reversed it and said that we could be Mekabal Eidus HaChodesh the entire day, then the Beitza becomes Muteres. So Rashi explains, the Kevitsha Hixir Adavar Liyoshna, since he brought it back to the way it was before the Takana, Nimsa Shein Beis Din Osen Beis Yamin. Beis Din never will keep 2 days. Beis Din will never finish the first day of Kedusha. If they're Makabal the Edim and Minchal Maila for the next day, then they will not finish off that day of Kedusha in Beis Din. And that shows that the Takana of 2 days is only Mitzad Safik, not Mitzad Takana of Adois. And only, Rashi says, the places, the Makomus Rachokin, are they're going to keep 2 days? It's only machmas a suffik, not mitin takana v'dois. So Modeshach, one of them is going to be chol, and Beitza will be muteris, just like Rav held by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. Now the maskana of the Gemara, Daf Heyman Beis, Rava says that even mitakana Shel Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, the Beitza is still asura, because the Gemara Rava says mi lamod Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai shimbo edim in a mincha lamayla shenogim also yom kodesh or the macha kodesh. Even Rav Yochanan Zakkai that says that you can mekabel edim, isn't Rav Yochanan Zakkai moda that you have to, if you were already knowing that day v'kedusha, you have to finish off that day v'kedusha? Rashi explains, Rashi says, even though he was metakin in mekabel edus l'chodesh kol yom, to be modim ha-moedes min ha-rishon, it's enough kamina l'gabi, what day are we counting the moedes to know which day is going to be Pesach and Sukkot, etc. even if they came minuch lamaila, but as far as the kedusha of milasos yom tov sheni lo nekra tekanim koima. Even though he brought it back to the Yoshna, but that takana that they had to keep the second both days of Kedusha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never intended to be ochre that remained in place. And therefore, it remains one long Kedusha as far as the Etzem Hanhaga of Rosh Hashanah. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. The Rif says, however, on the words of Rava, he adds and says, Alma Kedusha Achasi. First of all, like we just said, it's one kedusha, and therefore the beitz is usher in both days. And the Rif is most often says, "V'shamenim yehal the bnei eretz Yisrael tzrichim lenevat shnei yomim tovim shrosh hashanah." From here, the Rif derives a halacha that not only in chutz la'aretz but also in eretz Yisrael, they have to keep 2 days. Since it's the takana v'dois yom chad arichta, they have to all keep also 2 days, even in eretz Yisrael. We have to understand, what does Rif mean? Why should it be Tali Habaha? According to Ravasi, that Yom Tesheni Sogolius is Kedusha Achas, even so, Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't keep Yom Tesheni, it's only in Chutzar to keep it. We see that it's not Tali necessarily in its Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. How does Rif able to derive from the fact that it's Kedusha Achas, that not only in Chutzar but also in Eretz Yisrael, they would have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov, of Rosh Hashanah? The Balamor actually disagrees with the Rif. He says, B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud Rif, that there is no Raya from Rava. That, when was it, says the Rabbeinu Ephraim, that they kept Kedusha Achas? That was only B'sman Shadayim Kitshu Al Piriya. That's only, even the Svora of Kedusha Achas is only when they actually were Makadosh by Eden and through a Beis Din. Al B'smanenu, Achas Shekvar Kiddush Hillel HaNasi Achron Es Kol HaChadashim Al Pi Cheshvan. Since the great-grandson or grandson of Rabbeinu Kaddish, Hillel HaNasi, was already in Kaddish all the Chadashim based on a Cheshbon. We now have that Cheshbon. We have our calendars. So says the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chazra Kol Eretz Yisrael Lios Kebeis Havad Shibir Shalayim. The whole Eretz Yisrael now is considered like the Beis Havad, like in the actual place of the Beis HaNegodol in Yerushalayim, She'en Lehem Safek Kedusha Siyom. They have no Safek anymore. Ve'enem Chayavim Lishmor Ki'im Yom Echad, Bein Be Rosh Hashanah, Bein B'Shar Yom Tovim. And therefore, there's no difference at all between Rosh Hashanah and any other time, and any other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. That in Chutzar you keep 2 days, in Eretz Yisrael you keep only 1 day. And he goes on to say he says this Shita of the Gaonim, and the Balamor is Machriya that way, that that should be the halacha in Eretz Yisrael, not to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban in Mochamas answers the opinion of the Rif that we derive from this Gemara that in Eretz Yisrael you also keep 2 days of Yom Tov like we do today. He says that since they made these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because of a Tekanas Kedusha Achas, not because of a Suffolk, because even when they didn't have a Suffolk, there would still be no 2 days because it would not be Makabel Edom in a Mincha Lamaila. Even after they would learn the Seder, the Seder HaYibur, they would learn a calendar, they would know the Cheshbon, they would still have to keep 2 days. Because wherever there's Kedusha Achas, even though we afterwards know the Kviya Diarcha, we know the Cheshbon, we still have to keep 2 days. Like the Gemara said before, by Yom Tosheni, according to Ravasi, when the Gemara says, Mestaber like Ravasi, then even if we know, we still have to keep 2 days. By the Messi Mesuos. And therefore, there's no enough Gemina to say that the whole Eretz Yisrael is like the Beis Havad, that they know when they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh, because it doesn't help to have that idea once there is a Tekana of Kedusha Achas. And that's why the Rif knows that even in Eretz Yisrael, derives from this Gemara to say that we'd have to keep 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Rebbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud Rif, that holds that the Tekana was not to make 2 days for Kedusha Achas. We had to only keep 2 days to begin with Machmas HaSafek. And to know them, Kedusha Achas Misafek, because of the Chashash, maybe Adam came in a Mincha Lamaila. So since the whole thing was only Machmas HaSafek, now that it's Batal, because it's like Batal, Hakol B'Minyan, that they know the Seder Ibor in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he holds that in Eretz Yisrael you only have to keep 1 day. In other words, the Machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rif is what was the Tchilas Takana of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. If it was a Tchilas Takana was to begin with a Machmas Safek, or it was to begin with a Takana of Kedusha Achas. Nafkmina, the Gabi Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Azit. According to the Rif, doesn't help to be Machshev Beis Avad. because the idea doesn't help against the takana. According to Ren Ephraim, it does help. We don't have to keep an Eretz Yisrael one day, because once we know, then it's batal the suffik, it's batal the tchilas ha-takana. Which we know, of course, the halacha and the minag is like the Shita Sarif, that we keep only one day of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael today. This question of 2 days of Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah paves the way to a very fascinating shaila in halacha, which we'll first start by taking a look at the similar question in the Mishnah in Erev and Daf Lamed Tesamet Aleph, where the Mishnah says there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shaya Yare Shema Tisaber, if a person is in Chutz Laretz and is not sure whether they're going to have an Ibor Hashanah or not during the time that they're Makadosh the Rosh Hashanah Api Haria. And so it says there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin, a person can set up two Erevim on two different sides of the city, and he could say that if I want to go, if they're Ma'arev Hashanah, then my Erev is going to be in the Mizrach, and if not, or I can decide later, it's going to be the Ma'arev. Erev Barishon, the Mizrach, the first day it's going to be on the Mizrach side of the city, and Mishani, the Ma'arev, and the second day it's going to be on the west side, or vice versa. And the Mishnah goes on and discusses similar dinim. And the Mishnah says that the Chachamim did not agree to Rehuda and this halacha. So the Gemara there, the Lamites and Erevin, says, who is it that did not agree to Rehuda? Who is this Chachamim? So it says, Amarav Yosi, this is Rav Yosi. As it brings a Brisa, the Brisa says, Modim Chachamim, Lerbelezer, Rosh Hashanah, Shai Yare, Shemai, Tesaber, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Ruvim. A similar question, that the Chacham or Moda to Rav Elazar on Rosh Hashanah, that he was concerned it's going to become this Aber, they're going to add a day of Rosh Hashanah. They can make two Eruvim. V'omer Eruvim Barish on the Mizrach and Vashen in the Marav. Barish on the Marav, Vashen in the Mizrach. Or vice versa. Eruvim Barish on the Vashen, Kabinei Iri, the first day should be that my Erev should only be Chal on the first day, and the second day I should be like the people of my city. Erev Hashani, Barishon Kavena Iri, or vice versa, you want to have one day your own Erev and another day to be like the people of the city. Rav Yosi Oyser. Rav Yosi asks this whole thing. Amal Hanna Rav Yosi, Iyatem Moidim She'im Bo Edim in a Mincha Lamayla Shenoagim Oso Yom Kodesh Lamacha Kodesh. The same sport that we see in our Gemara in Daf Hey and Beitza, that if they finished off most of the day Pekdusha, if they started off being knowing that day of Kedusha, then they have to finish off the Kedusha. So you see from here that it's not a suffix, it's all one Kedusha. Rabbanan, so the more answers over there, the Rabbanan hold, Hasam Kehechad Al Zalzalabe. The reason that we do that is only that there should not be Zilzal in the Kedusha of Yom Tov, which is a Shal and Rishonim over here, Rashi and Tosfos, whether it means Zilzal of that day itself, or it's a concern about Zilzal of future years. If people will think that maybe the Yom Tov can stop in the middle, then they won't be Machshiv Yom Tov to begin with, because they'll think that it's going to maybe be Batal in the middle of the day. So it would seem to be that there's a machlokas over here if it's because of Kedusha Achas or because of Zilzal. But from Rashi and our Sugya and Beit Zadav Hei, you see pretty clearly that that both Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, they all are holding that the Tam is really because of Zilzal. If it's really because of Zilzal, then what is the Machlokas? What is it based upon? So there are different pshatim in this, but Rav Elchanan, Kovitz Shiurim, and Beitza, and Ois Tes Zion, he takes on the pshitus that, also according to Rav Yosi, like the Chachamim, the real Tam is because of Zilzal. And if so, he raises the question, what is the Machlokas? So Rav Elchanan says that the real Tam of Rav Yosi, the Amkus of his Zilzal, is that you cannot have a Yom Tov that's only a part of a day. You don't have a Yom Tov that's a Chatzi Yom, which is similar to the Sfor of Rav and Beit Zadav Yilches. But there's a Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that says the Tam is because Kfar Over Rav HaYom HaKdusha. The reason over there that you have to be knowing the rest of the day B'Kedusha is because Rov HaYom already passed B'Kedusha. And the Shalmei Shtel Su, similarly, by a Tainus, if you were Messina, if the city was Messina because they needed rain, and in the middle of the day it began to rain, so it says, Im HaMessina V'Yardeg Shamim Kodem Chatzos Le'Yashlimu. La'achar Chatzos Yashlimu. If the rain fell before Chatzos, then they don't have to finish the tinus. If they already fasted most of the day and then the rain fell, then they have to finish off the tinus. And the Yerushalmi says the reason is most of the day passed by Kedusha. In that case, Kedusha's tinus, so they have to finish off the day. So that's the time of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi compares tinus to Yom Tov, which it's saying that if Rov HaYom passed by Kedusha, then you have to finish it off by Kedusha. Rashi in tinus says the reason that it depends on middle and before or after Chatzos is because if until Chatzos it's not considered a tinus. Only after Chatzos is really considered a tinus. But Rosh Hashanah Rashi says a different time. He says that you know Oso Yom Kedusha in order not to have Zulzel. And again, it's fair because we pass it like a Yossi that it's because of Kedusha Achas, not because of Zulzel. So Rav Hanan wants to say that this time of Rav Yom Kedusha, that itself is as for is the Amkos of the Zulzel. And he wants to say that the Nafkamina Lamaisa will be a very fascinating question, but again, to a Ben Chutz Laretz, who's in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Ochanan says that if somebody would show up, a Ben Chutz Laretz, who's, let's say, traveling in a ship or something, and would come to on Yom Tashen, who would arrive in Eretz Yisrael, or the same question would apply to someone who's already in Eretz Yisrael, and he arrives in Eretz Yisrael in order to live there, or he's already in Eretz Yisrael as a Ben Chutz Laretz, keeping Yom Tashani, and then in the middle of the day of Yom Tashani, he decides he wants to never go back to Chutz Laretz and stay in Eretz Yisrael. So do you need to stay? Do you need to continue to keep Yom Tashani or not? So according to the time of the Yerushalmi, says Rav Hanan, it depends. If his ship arrived before Chatzos, or if he made his decision before Chatzos, since most of the day did not pass by Kedusha, he doesn't need to finish it off. But according to the time of Rashi and Tainus, that less than half a day is not considered a Tainus, that's a specific Sfora in Hilchos Tainus, because it's not considered you really fasted until you get to the Rov of the day. Mashe'en ken by Yom Tov, there's no Sfora to say that if you only had part of the Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tov. Once you have any Yom Tov at all, then you have to according to the Sfora of the Yerushalmi, once you had any Yom Tov, then it's already you were no in Kedusha Sayyom, you have to finish it off, because there's no Sfora to say it wasn't a Yom Tov and only part of the day. So Rav Hanan holds that it will be enough Gemina, and these two Sforas of how we understand the Zilzel will be enough Gemina to extrapolate that to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. In this Naf Gemina, it would, according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim that we mentioned earlier, that holds that in Eretz Yisrael you only keep one day, it would be the same Naf Gemina for Rosh Hashanah as well. But according to the way we paskin, that all Bnei Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, this Shaila is not really Negea Lamaisa for Rosh Hashanah at all. It's really Negea from the Sfora of Rosh Hashanah. We can extrapolate that to a Shaila, but again to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, if it been, and this Shaila has come up numerous times for in a situation of a Ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael, his man Azed that decided in the middle of Yom Tov Sheni that he decided that he wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha Lamaisa, it's a Malchosa Poskim. There are actually three Shitas. According to Rishon Zalman Arabach, that's all as I heard from him, and brought it in Sefer Yom Tov Sheni, he holds that no matter what time of the day it is that he made his decision, then immediately he becomes a Ben Eretz Yisrael, because the Chalos Din Chiyuv of Yom Tov Sheni is on the Gavra of a Ben Chutz Laretz. The minute he decides to remain in Eretz Yisrael, he's no longer a Ben Chutz Laretz. The entire Takana is not Tofus by him at all. He bases it partially on a Rush and Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Simen Tzadik Vav, but again, to someone who brings two Saras in the middle of Shabbos, he becomes Chayav in Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos. He becomes a Gadol in the middle of Shabbos. And according to the Girsa of the Bach over there, the Svor of the Rush is that Ein Sof Shabbos Tashlumen L'Tchilaso, which means to say that every Rega of Shabbos is a new Chiyav. No moment of Shabbos is Tully in the moment before. So somebody becomes Chayav in Shabbos in the middle of the day, then you become fully Chayav from that moment and on. Unlike Tainus or anything else that you have to start, if you don't start in the beginning of the day, you can't start a Tainus in the middle of the day. So he wants to say, not only does that apply to the Chiyav of Shabbos, and who would in Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos as far as that goes, so also for Keret. even though you started part of the day, it's since one each moment as a new chiyuv. If you were chayav and yamtiv in the beginning of the day, and then you became not a bar chiyuv, you went the opposite. It's like you lost your shteis aras, in a sense, figuratively, by becoming a ben eretz Yisrael, that you lost your chiyuv. Overall chiyuv of yamtiv sheni, the fact you kept it before is not mechayev anything else. It's not mechayev to continue, even if you're no rov yom kedusha, because you have no chiyuv whatsoever. You are not a bar chiyuv at all for yamtiv sheni. That's the shita of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach. There is an opinion that holds that the Minchas Elazar that you finish that day no matter what. No matter what time of the day it is, you have to finish off the day b'kedusha, and you don't put on tefillin. The third shita, however, which this takes us back to the sefor of Elchanan Wasserman, is the shita of Rebbe Yashiv Zatzal, and he held that it depended, just like Rebbe Elchanan said, it depends on if you passed most of the day keeping Yom Tov, or it's only you're before Chatzos. That if it was before Chatzos, you decided to stay in Eretz Yisrael, or your ship arrived in Eretz Yisrael before Almanas to stay in Eretz Yisrael before Chatzos, then you're no longer chayev. But if you arrived after Chatzos, already keeping Yom Tov, or you decided after Yom Tov, then Rebbe Yashiv held, then you have to finish that day with Kedusha, and we do not apply the rush, the sword of the rush over here, that every moment is a separate chiyuv of Ne'atzmoy, because it's an overall sfor of Zilzel. You can't be Mazalzel in that Yom, like we said before from Rochanan, that's the sfor of the Zilzel will be to be Mamshech, the Kedusha, and not to stop the Kedusha in the middle of the day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.